We begin to read about the Big Day Kahuna, and one of those begadim that the Kohen Gadol had to wear was referred to as the tzitz. The psukim described that on the tzitz, it had to say Kodesh LaHashem and had to have the Shem Hashem on it. And the Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Vav, as well as in Yuma Daf Zayin, pick up on this theme about the tzitz and say that it's a relevant point of information to be aware of, not only for the times when we have a Beis Hamikdash and a Kohen Gadol, but from here we derive a very important halacha that pertains to the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin every day. So says the Gemara as follows: Chai v'adam lemashmesh b'tefillin b'chol shah. A person has an obligation to be memashmesh b'tefillin every moment that you're wearing the tefillin, which means to be fully aware of the fact that the tefillin are on one's head while they are being worn. How do we know that there's such a halacha? How do we know that we have such an obligation? Once I put the tefillin on, it's good enough. Why do I have to also be aware the whole time that they're on my head or on my arm? Says the Gemara, kavachomer mitzitz. We learn this halacha out from the tzitz that was worn by the Kohen Gadol. Umaha tzitz she'em bo ela askara achas. On the tzitz, there was only one Shem HaVashem that was written on it. It just said Kodesh LaHashem, that was it. And still, Amra Torah, the Torah tells us, v'haya al mitzcho tamid, it has to be on the head of the Kohen Gadol at all times, and he has to be fully aware and cognizant. He cannot be distracted. He cannot ever be distracted. He can never be inattentive to the fact that the tzitz is on his head. He can never neglect it. He can never be oblivious to that. So too says the Gemara, tefillin sheyesh bahem kama azharos rabos harbe. I'm sorry. Since we know that tefillin has many more times the Shem Hashem written in it than the tzitz itself, halachas kama v'kama, certainly this halacha would apply as well. So says the Gemara, we learn out from the fact that by the tzitz, there was one Shem Hashem, and we had to be completely attentive to the fact that the tzitz was on the head of the Kohen Gadol. Certainly, says the Gemara, the tefillin, which seemingly has a lot more kedusha, a lot more sanctity than the tzitz itself, because it has many more Shemos of Hashem written in it, therefore we have an obligation as well. L'mashmesh b'chol shah. We have to be aware and attentive to the fact that the tefillin is on our head at all times that we are wearing it. And this is a halacha that is not only quoted in the Gemara, but it's quoted the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chav Ches. So it would seem from the very simple words of the Gemara that tefillin have a higher level of kedusha than the tzitz, because after all, says the Gemara, the tzitz only has one Shem Hashem, and yet the tefillin have many more Shemos of Hashem written in the parashios inside. So there's a very fascinating comment made by the Ravid. The Ravid, I'm not sure if it's the same Ravid that we quote in the other context of the Ravid who wrote the commentary on the Rambam, but there's a Ravid that has a pirush on Maseches Tamid. I believe it's not the same Ravid. So the Ravid on Maseches Tamid points out a very interesting ha'ara. He says, the Gemara says in Sota Daf Lamed Ches, that when the Kohanim used to duchen in the Beis HaMikdash, it took on a different form than the way they used to duchen in Chutz La'aretz, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah as follows, B'medina, Kohanim nosen es yedeim keneged kespeim. When you had a Kohen who would duchen outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Kohanim would raise their hands keneged kespeim. However, so keneged kisvei means it had to be equal with the shoulders. However, b'migdash, when they used to recite the duchening in the Beis HaMikdash, and they used to use the real Shem Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, so then they would do it me'al roshem. They would lift their hands above their heads to show there was an added level of kedusha in the duchening that they did in the Beis HaMikdash, more so than the duchening that was done outside. However, says the Gemara, although in the Beis HaMikdash the Kohanim were supposed to raise their hands above their heads, that was all the Kohanim except for the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol, says the Mishnah, had the tzitz on his forehead, and he wasn't allowed to raise his hands above the tzitz because of the great kedusha that was inside of the tzitz. It had the Shem Hashem on it. So that's what the Gemara tells us. In the Beis HaMikdash, everybody would raise their hands above their heads, except for the Kohen Gadol, who wore the tzitz, who wasn't allowed to raise his hands above his heads. So the Ravid asks a very simple question. He says, you're telling me all the other Kohanim used to raise hands above their heads, but the Kohen Gadol would not? What about the fact that all the rest of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash were wearing tefillin every day? When they duchen, it was in the context of Shacharis, they were probably wearing the tefillin every day, and we just learned in the Gemara in Yuma and Menachos that the tefillin have a higher level of sanctity, a higher level of kedusha than the tzitz has. So why are you telling me that the Kohen Gadol would make sure not to raise his hands above the tzitz because the tzitz is so consecrated, it's so holy? What about the fact that every Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash was wearing tefillin? And they shouldn't have been allowed to raise their hands above the tefillin that they wore because, after all, tefillin is more kadosh than the tzitz itself, as we learn in the Gemara in Yuma, as well as the Gemara in Menachos. So that's a very important comment that he makes. He tries to get out of it somehow. He says maybe they had bigger bottom of the tefillin, so the parshios didn't start till much higher up. I don't know exactly what it means. How big can the bottom of the tefillin be? You had a whole a whole tower on top of their heads, and the tefillin didn't start till much higher. I don't know exactly what it means, but I think the question is a very compelling one, because he points out that from the simple reading of our Gemara that we started with, it would seem that the tefillin have a higher level of Kedusha than the tzitz itself had. And if that's the case, he's faced with this issue: how do you understand what happened by Birchas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael? After all, doesn't seem to fit what exactly the Gemara teaches us here. Either way, when we speak about the Kedushas HaTfilin, there's a fascinating shaila. And that was a shaila that was raised by one of the Talmidim of the yeshiva in Preshburg, which was the yeshiva of the Chsam Sofer, of the Ksab Sofer. So in the late 1800s, one of the Talmidim of the yeshiva in Preshburg raised the following shaila. Nista Pakti, he says, I had the following suffix. If you have the Parshias HaTfilin, let's say you have a Sofer who writes many Parshias HaTfilin, he keeps them in a bag. Again, he doesn't want them to get ruined, so he keeps them in a Ziploc bag. And now, a Ziploc bag happens to fall with the Parshias HaTfilin on the floor. So he wants to know, would a person have an obligation to fast when the Parshias HaTfilin fall down on the floor? Or would you say, no, that's the same as a tefillin that falls down in the tefillin zekel. If you have the tefillin falls down in the case, you don't have to fast. So what would be the halacha over here? Perhaps, since they are not covered over, maybe we should say, the Shem Hashem is obvious, it's recognizable, it's in a bag. Maybe we should say that's enough to obligate you to fast, or do you say perhaps not? So he quotes what I believe is a very interesting way of approaching the shaila. And he says that the Gilyon Maharsha, which is a commentary on Shulchan Reb Shlomo, was the son of Rebbe Akiva Eiger. So he has in Yerodei Simin Reish Ayin that there's a halacha that we're taught when it comes to the parshios of a Sefer Torah. So he says the only time a Sefer Torah has the ultimate level of Kedusha, Sefer Torah, is only once you're tofer all the Yerios together, once you take all the different factions of the Sefer Torah that were written, and now you sew them all together, and now they're all considered as one, now it has the elevated level of Kedusha Sefer Torah. But if you have the whole Sefer Torah written, and you have all the different pieces of parchment written with everything, the Gansa Sefer Torah, but it's just not sewn together, says Reb Shlomo Eiger, that's not considered to have yet a Kedusha Sefer Torah, and therefore he wanted, the Talmidei Chasam Sofer wanted to say here as well, maybe until you have affixed the Parshas HaTfilin into the Batim themselves, it doesn't yet have the Kedushas HaTfilin, and therefore we assume one would not have an obligation to fast if that fell on the floor, because after all, it has all the things written, it has all the Parshas written, but it doesn't yet have the elevated status, the elevated level of Kedusha that a regular pair of Tfilin actually has. This is something that not only they say, it's something that's written also in the Eshel Avram. In his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, he writes the same thing. This goes even further, and that is that the Gemara tells us that the only time a tefillin has a kedusha, even once you put the parshios in, even now everything's ready to go, you bought the pair of tefillin, you have it from the sofer, it's in your house ready to go, but still the Gemara says, until you have worn them one time, if they are chadashim, but they aren't yet worn, you bought a brand new pair of tefillin and it's beautiful and it's ready to go, but they have not yet been worn, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Men Beis, that they would not yet have the kedusha of tefillin, because they weren't yet worn. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch writes a nafkamina halacha lamaisa, which is an important one, but not so relevant right now. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, until they're actually worn, they don't yet have the kedusha that the tefillin generally are considered to have. So the Rambam writes, when he talks about kedushas ha-tefillin, the Rambam tells us in his perspective what he feels the tefillin do for us as we wear them. He writes, Bishah, at a time when a person is wearing the tefillin on his arm or the tefillin on their head, who anav, he says, the person is humble from that experience, v'yirei shamayim, a person is supposed to have a certain feeling of yirei shamayim, v'eino nimshach b'schok v'sicha b'teila, a person, by the byproduct, by the fact that they're wearing the tefillin and they're supposed to be in a more serious mood, they won't be involved in other things, v'eino maharer b'machshavos ro, says the Rambam, we should not have our minds wandering onto other things, ela mifane libo b'divrei ha'emes v'hatzedek, at the time that we wear tefillin, it's an opportunity for us to think about Divra emes v'hatzedek, to think about the truth and to think about justice, to think about the right things. The Fikach, he writes, Tzarech kol adam lihishtadel lihiyosan alav kol hayom. Rambam says we should try as much as we can to wear the tefillin during the day, shemitzvah san kachi, because that really is the mitzvah, to wear the tefillin all day. So again, nowadays we don't do that because we have very distracted minds and we're not able to have complete concentration on the tefillin, so we limit it only to wear it during shachris. But certainly we shouldn't take them off early in the middle of Shachar. Certainly we shouldn't take them off before the last Kaddish in the middle of Davening, in order that we should have the tefillin on as much as possible. So the Rambam tells us that this is an important perspective to have as we wear the tefillin. In fact, the Medrash writes in Tehillim, Amr Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people complained to God and they said, Ritzoneinu l'kayim es kol ha-Torah kula. I want, as the Jewish people, I want that I should be able to perform all the mitzvahs. The problem is, I don't have the ability to. I'm not a Kohen, I'm not a Levi, so I can't do all the mitzvahs that apply to them. A Kohen and a Levi can't do the mitzvahs that apply to other people. Kohen can't be mafis trumas and maisers. What's it going to mean? He's a Kohen. We're the ones that give the trumas and maisers to the Kohen, and he can't do pidin aben, but I can. But there are certain mitzvahs that he can do that I can't do. So the Medrash says, that we complained, and we said, what are we supposed to do? We don't have the opportunity to perform all the mitzvahs. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and God responded, Heinichu tefillin. All you have to do, the quick answer is, put on tefillin every day. Va'animala aleichem ki'ilu ki'yamtem kol ha'Torah kula. And it's as if that is encompassing all the mitzvahs. That in some way subsumes all the mitzvahs that were taught, tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, when describing the experience of wearing tefillin, Lamantia Torah Hashem beficha, that it's as if the entire Torah is subsumed under the mitzvah of tefillin. And therefore tefillin we consider to be a very important mitzvah. This is why the Rama writes in Hilchos Tefillin Simad Lamed Zayin that in his opinion one should not be mechanech children to wear tefillin before bar mitzvah. He says it's hard enough after bar mitzvah to pay attention and to make sure that we do everything we're supposed to do in the tefillin. But before the bar mitzvah, the Rama writes, he doesn't think it's correct, even though we teach the children at a very young age to shake lulav and to blow shofar and to do the other mitzvahs that we're able to do and to light Hanukkah candles. But here he says, this is something that's very dangerous. The Rama says because he feels that it's very hard for adults to have the proper mindset and kavana that's necessary when wearing tefillin, certainly one shouldn't have children do it. So again, the Magen Avraham there writes, some have the practice to do it 2 months before, 3 months before. But in the Rama's opinion, he says, only do it on the day of the bar mitzvah because that's when the child is obligated. Before then, he says, it's very hard to take that risk and maybe the child is going to act inappropriately when wearing the tefillin. Therefore, he assumes it's not a good idea. The Rush, as quoted by his son, the Tur, writes, and also in Hilchos Tefillin, Kedola mitzvah tefillin shekala manichan marach yamim. Anyone who wears tefillin and treats them properly will be promised, will be blessed within arichas yamim. And Rava adds on to that, and he says, anyone who's maniach tefillin and says kriyashma along wearing the tefillin, muftach lo shehu ben olam haba, says the Rush. You are muftach, you are promised that you are going to have olam haba. Abayi adds on to that, and he says, are vani, I promise you, if you wear tefillin and you treat them properly, ein gehenim sholetes bo. You will not have gehenim that's going to punish you. We all have that fear. What's going to happen someday when we're going to be punished, when we're going to be asked all those questions? Yiras achet, what's going to be? Says Abayi, ani arev, I promise you, I take it upon myself, a person who treats the tefillin properly and makes sure to do everything they're supposed to do while wearing those tefillin, ein gehenim sholetes bo, and Rav Papa adds on to that, and he says not only that, ela shakol avanosav nimchalim, someone who has the proper mindset and perspective while wearing the tefillin, not only is gehenim not going to be able to punish you, not only are you going to go to olam haba, but kol avanoseim nimchalim, it's as if all of our averus we will be absolved from because the mitzvah of tefillin is something that we consider a very powerful mitzvah. And that's why the Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Tefillin as well, B'shasha danim es ha'adam yom adin, when a person comes up, la'achar me'eva esrim, and they're going to start asking all the questions and looking through one's life and reviewing all the decisions that we have made. So the Beis Yosef writes, what's going to happen if we are chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayiv? I don't know how it's possible. You can do exactly the same amount of mitzvahs and averas in an entire span of a lifespan. I don't know exactly what that means or how the calculations go, but the Beis Yosef writes, if a person gets up there and now there's a stalemate, we don't know how to treat you, we don't know what to do, says the Beis Yosef, nothing to worry about. If you were a person who was zar b'mitzvah tefillin, if you were a person who was careful about treating the tefillin the way they were supposed to be treated, kab zuchu yosef machras, that will automatically push you onto the side of merit because the kedushas ha-tefillin is something that God himself takes very seriously as well. And if not, says the Beis Yosef, then unfortunately that can go in the opposite direction. She'en lecha b'chol mitzvah saseh shebetara yoser mi mitzvah satfilin. Says the Beis Yosef, there is nothing more important, there is nothing more central in the entirety of mitzvah satorah than the mitzvah of tefillin and making sure that we uphold the sanctity and the kedushas ha-tefillin the way we are supposed to. Let's close with one final story. I see it's almost time for mincha. But one amazing story about Reb Shalom Rokeach. He was known as the Sar Shalom of Belz. He was one of the great Belzer Rebbes in the end of the 1700s through the mid-1800s. So the story that's printed about him is as follows. It's in one of the biographies of the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiva Shalom. So they have that the Slonim Rebbe used to tell the story over about the Sar Shalom of Belz. That there was once a bar mitzvah boy who came for a bracha before he put on his tefillin. He came to the Sar Shalom to ask him for a bracha before his bar mitzvah. So the Sar Shalom turned to the young child and he said to him, look, I'll be willing to give you a bracha as long as you promise me the following thing. You're about to start wearing your tefillin. Promise me that you will never talk sicha b'teila with your tefillin. Promise me that from this day on, when you start to wear your tefillin, and even when you become an adult and you're engaged in many different things and your mind is going to be wandering, promise me that you're always going to commit yourself to have the proper kedushas hatfilin and never to talk sicha b'teila while you're wearing a tefillin. So the child says, okay, makes sense. And the Belzer Rebbe started to tell him all the importance of wearing tefillin and how the kedushas hatfilin is something we take very seriously. So he agreed. He said, fine, he agreed. He promised, he committed himself. That's what he's going to do. A number of years later, again, I don't know how many years later, when do they get married in Belz? Probably 15, 16, I don't know. So 2 years later, I guess, he comes to the Belzer Rebbe. He says, look, I came to you last when I was bar mitzvah, and you gave me a bracha. Now I'm about to get married. I'm engaged. I'm about to get married. Can you give me a bracha before I get married? The Belzer Rebbe said, absolutely. The same way you committed and you promised to me that you're going to be shomer on the kedushas ha-tefillin and not talk sicha b'teila while you wear the tefillin, now when you get married, you're going to start wearing a talis. I want you to make me the same promise. That kol zman, every time, every day that you're wearing your talis, you will never talk sicha b'teila while wearing that talis. You're going to uphold the kedushas ha-talis the same way you uphold the kedushas ha-tefillin. So the boy said, look, that's what the Sar Shalom thinks is important. So he committed himself. He promised he's never going to talk with his talis, he's never going to talk with his tefillin, and that's the way it was. Many years later, the child grew up, and he lived a wonderful life, and after he passed away, they told over the following story. Kishabalifnei bezdin shalmala ladin oso, when he came to the bezdin shalmala to be judged, la'achar me'eva esrim, shalu mama secha. So they asked him, let's look through the recording of your life. Let's start looking through all the decisions that you made. Let's see, are you worthy of going to Abba or not? After that, when they tried to ask him all these questions about what happened in his life, he makes a sign to them with his finger and he says, I'm not able to talk right now. After all, I was buried in my talis. And the Belzer Rebbe made me promise, my Rebbe made me promise that I'm never going to talk when I'm wearing my talis and tefillin. And he says, I was buried with my talis. This is going to undo my promise. I'm not allowed to talk right now. Hare animu utuf betalis. I promised the Belzer Rebbe I'm never going to speak a word while I'm wearing my talis or my tefillin outside of tefillah itself. They were very shaken up by this in Bezen Shalmala. Really, a person is really so careful not to talk in his talis and tefillin? Let's go through and review from the day he started wearing his talis and tefillin. Was he really so careful with that? And it so happens to be. It turned out that they looked through the entire duration of his life and they saw that he upheld the Kedushas HaTfilin and the Talis throughout his entire life. He was never violating the Kedusha of the Talis or the Tfilin. He never spoke while he had the Talis or Tfilin outside of words of Tfilah. And therefore they said that Patru Min Adin, they said this person deserves to get off the hook because, after all, he's right. He's not going to answer us because we're asking him something outside of Tfilin, outside of Talis, outside of Tfilah, and he made a promise he's not going to talk any Dvarim B'Telim, anything outside of Tfilah, Talis, Tfilin, while he's wearing them, and therefore because he upheld the Kedushas HaTalis VaTfilin throughout the duration of his life, therefore they let him off when it came to the Olam HaEmes and it came for them to ask all these questions about the difficulties of his life. He didn't answer because he was wearing his Talis, and because he upheld the Kedushas HaTalis and Tfilin throughout his life, this was something he was able to have a Mechilas HaVonos and he was able to go to Olam HaBar.